Hallelujah. I'd like to welcome us all to another night of encounter with the Spirit of God and with the Word of God. And it's my honor to lead us to prayer tonight as the worship team ministers. And we'll be praying a simple prayer. We'll say, Holy Spirit, use me to change my world. You see, we see through the lens of Scripture that the Spirit of God is the advantage of the believer. And that it's in partnership with the Spirit of God that the believer is able to manifest the possibilities that are in the God life. And so Jesus, understanding this, will admonish his disciples in Luke 24, verse 49. The B part, it says, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. And you see, Acts 1, verse 8 declares that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and on account of that endowment you will be witnesses. And you see down the line in Acts 17 verse 6, the people, in Thessalonica testified of the disciples, and they say, these be the men that turned the world upside down. So tonight, wherever you are, I'd like you to lift up your voice and say, Holy Spirit, use me to change my world. I'd like you to yield yourselves a Holy Spirit. Use me to change my world. Raska barate sesora etis gavate. Zeladisoro sebaratis. Zendosora ateske brate ladas.
Oh, We'll change the world. You and I, we change the world. Say, we change the world.
We change the world.
You and I will
change the world.
Yeah.
Is working in me, yeah. Is working in me.